Hello. Sit and sip a while, and welcome back to the Witch's Inn. I'm Karina, and if you are new here, thank you so much for joining me. If you're a generational witch of the Witch's Inn, as always, thank you so much for your continued participation and just generally being here. I love it. You being here allows me to really see the unfolding of what I do. So thank you. It means so very much to me. Since we are live, I am going to kind of talk about a few things while we're waiting for people to drop in. While we're waiting for people to drop in, though, let me know what you're sipping on today. What is in your coffee mug? What is in your tea mug? What is in your glass? What are you sipping on today as well? If you're joining me on Facebook, make sure that you grant StreamYard permission so that I can see your amazing name as you comment. And let me know that you're here. And if you're joining me on YouTube, thank you for joining me there as well. It means so, so very much to me. Hello, Critty. I hope you are well. As some of you may or may not know, we are heading into the new moon solar eclipse. Shelly, ooh, Orange Pico, classic. Love it. Do you take your tea with milk and sugar or just black? I have been really diving into the world of herbal teas, and I'm really, really enjoying just drinking it black or sometimes with a little bit of honey. But Janet, good afternoon. If you are joining me over on YouTube, please make sure to like this video and subscribe so that you don't miss future endeavors like this. Over the month of December and leading into January, I'm really kind of stepping into where my spirit guides have been asking me to and releasing fear and going live generally almost every day of the week. There are 2 days off where I am giving collective readings, and that's going to start with, I believe, Sagittarius or Capricorn on Monday or Tuesday. So you can check that all out. It's going to be really amazing. I'm really excited. And going forward, I'm ready to really step into this endeavor. So Shelly enjoys soy milk and honey. That seems really sweet. I love that. That's such a nice combination. So as I said, we are heading into this new moon solar eclipse, and the way that I'm running these now is to really give kind of that astral projection for the coming week, for the coming moon, so that you can feel prepared, right? What was happening was I was getting so many people messaging me over on Instagram and Facebook being like, hey, this is how I'm feeling. And it would always be around a major moon cycle. So things that you can expect, regardless if we're in an eclipse season or not, around the new and full moon, you will probably find that you dream or daydream a lot more. These are really significant and you should really be paying attention to them. If you don't, grab a dream journal, keep it by your bed, and as soon as you wake up, start jotting down anything that you remember. It doesn't need to be this like start to finish type of journaling. It can really just be like short form, colors, people, sayings, anything. When we are dreaming around the new and full moons, they're really prophetic dreams. They're really asking us to tune in, tap in to what our subconscious is feeding us, because it gives us the most insight. It allows us to see exactly where our soul body is wanting to lead us. It's wanting us to grow. It's wanting us to step into. So for instance, the other day, I had a dream that I was remodeling a house and someone from my past was in this dream for me, really ripping down walls and getting ready to create new. Now, within the dream, I took a break and I stepped over and I was looking out a really big bay window. And I could see it was kind of like a beautiful sunrise or a sunset and mountains, a lot of mountains. And this person came up behind me and kind of wrapped their arms around me. And although houses, mountains, sunshine, me pulling down walls, reconstructing walls within this is very significant, the most significant thing that spoke to me in this dream was what I said to the person that came up behind me. And I said, it's really silly accepting and being held in this way, in this form of intimacy. And that's what stuck out to me the most in this dream. And so going into this new moon, having that saying kind of stuck in my head, I really started to examine my life and what areas felt silly that I was stepping into, that I was ready to examine and see. It wasn't silly in the sense that I should be letting it go and not allowing this to happen. It was silly in the fact that my body had such a recoil. It didn't want someone to hold me and be held in that way. And I realized that what was happening and what I'm being asked to see as a Scorpio, the mystery that I hold in life, is that it's very hard for me to open up to the depths that my soul wants me to, because I'm afraid that opening up to those depths that my soul wants me to will force people out of my life. It will reject people out of my life. And that's simply not something that I want to do, right? Like, I want that. I want that kind of intimacy. I want that kind of depth. I want that kind of heldness, worthiness, enoughness in my life. So that dream really kind of started to kick off a lot of this unraveling that is happening over the waning moon, right? So today, what I would like you to do as you are sitting with the energy and noticing maybe a dream that kind of popped in from last night, or perhaps you might be dreaming today if you have a nap, or just your daydreams, your wanderings during the day, realizing what it's asking you to release. So for myself, it was asking me to see the vulnerability that I have in my life already. And second of all, it was asking me to really see where I'm placing my vulnerability. Is it silly for me to be giving someone my vulnerability when they've repeatedly told me I don't want this form of vulnerability in my life? And instead start shifting my focus over to where that vulnerability feels held. It makes it feel enough. It's trusted within that energy. And really, this is what that new moon is asking you to do. It's asking you to shift your perspective, right? So instead of thinking about, so the little thing down below says, what are you releasing under the new moon solar eclipse? And it should be a shift in perspective. So this shift in perspective goes from, these are all the things that I don't want in my life, and so I'm going to release those. And the shift of perspective comes where we go, I really want more of that in my life. I really want to feel held more. I like that feeling. I really want to feel safe and trusted in my vulnerability. I want more of that feeling. I want more of those people in my life. I want more of situations and experiences where when I am living authentically, that I am being welcomed in, right? I want more soya milk and honey in my life. I want more deliciousness in my life. I don't want someone to see the novelty of having someone who swims in the depths of life. I want someone to see it and appreciate it. And that comes from seeing and appreciating that within myself. So really listening to where your soul is calling you to go. Now, this moon is in the sign of Sagittarius. We are currently sitting in the sign of Sagittarius. So our new moons are always going to be in the sun sign that we are in. And our full moons are always going to be in the opposite sign, the other half, right, of the zodiac. So we have a full moon in Gemini this month as well. But the Sagittarius sign, the sign of Sagittarius, asks us to explore adventure in our lives. What are we setting the stage for in order to welcome more of it into our lives in 2022? So if you haven't yet, really amplifying this new moon, make some wishes. Make some wishes that feel tangible for you in 2022, or simply just this lunar cycle if 2022 is still kind of out of your radar and you're not ready for that yet, right? Noticing where you really feel good, what you want more of in your life. So one way that you can help this along is that when something that feels really, really good in your life, maybe you had a really good meal, maybe you're an entrepreneur and you've had someone book with you, or you had someone reach out and write a review, or you know, you had someone compliment on your dress or whatever, it doesn't matter. Saying to the universe, thank you, I want more of that. So instead of saving gratitude for the beginning of the day or the ending of the day, noticing, tuning into your energetic body and going, ooh, that resonated really good. That really hit the heart. That really hit the solar plex. That really hit the sacral. That really resonated in my root chakra. Or that just felt good. Like, I just really like that. You can say it out loud or you can say it in your head. Universe, I want more of that. I love when that happens. That way, you're not actually thinking, okay, this is not what I want. This is not what I want. Instead, that's not even on your radar anymore. You're simply stepping forward and saying, I love that. I want more of that. Bring it. Bring me more of that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Why? Because when we start to fill our cup up, we start to have more energy. We start to have this abundant feeling inside of us that we're unstoppable. This is when we really start to see our manifestations starting to come into fruition, starting to come into our sphere, starting to come into our existence. And we're not looking at the end goal, right? That bigger picture. Although Sagittarius is about setting goals for that big picture, it's also asking us to say, enjoy the adventure along the way. Enjoy the journey along the way, right? If you're not enjoying the unfolding of your journey, then how do you expect that manifestation to actually come and be here? How do you expect your energy to match that manifestation that you're wanting, that you're praying for, that you're setting intentions to over and over and over again, if you actually can't enjoy the energy of the unfolding of it happening? So spirit has been huge in my ear lately, really whispering more of that. See yourself. See where you are creating lack. See where you aren't enjoying the adventure of life and shift your perspective. And it's not a big shift, right? It's a simple, I like that. I want more of that. Now, one way to help with this, and I wrote a quick little blurb about this is old keys won't fit new doors. And so what does that mean? It doesn't mean not to continue going after something that you've been trying to get for the last 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, 15, 20 years. What it's saying is that it requires a perspective shift. It requires you to see what patterns you've been repeating over and over and over again that aren't becoming habits, that aren't, you know, just really aren't filling your soul. They're not allowing you to feel that soul gift within inside of you, and shift that perspective into a new key, into a new doorway, into a new portal. So love tends to be one of the biggest things that people want to know and hear about when they're sitting in a reading. And oftentimes people will say to me, you know, me and my partner were going through a really rough patch, or I keep dating people who just don't appreciate me. Well, old keys aren't going to fit new doors. That doesn't mean give up on your partner. That doesn't mean stop dating. But what that does is start noticing what you like in your relationships, what attracted you to these potential mates, these potential partners, what's attracted you, what energy is drawing you in, and allowing more of that. It's not noticing red flags in other people. It's noticing red flags in yourself, right? Saying to yourself, yeah, this is not okay with me. Speaking your truth, getting used to using this throat chakra, getting used to hearing this insight of that was a red flag, getting into that throat chakra and saying, hey, when you do this, this is how it makes me feel, and listening and observing the response. And this can trickle out into family. This can trickle out into friends. This really allows you to see and hear your boundaries, where your soul is calling you more of that. I want more of that. You know, when I was working a 9-to-5 and I was in a management position, we used to talk about the sandwich effect. And so maybe if you've ever worked in corporate world or, you know, whatever, you might recognize this, where it's good, bad, good. So you tell someone, I really enjoy when you do this. When you do this, this needs a little bit of work. However, I really enjoy this. So translating that into family, friends, partner. When you do the dishes, it really allows me to have more time by myself. And I'm really needing that lately. So thank you. However, I've noticed that you're not really getting all the plates clean. Would you mind paying a little bit more attention to those when you're doing dishes? Because I'm finding that I'm having to go back afterwards and redo them. But I'm really enjoying the time that you've granted me, so that I can enjoy myself, or I can enjoy this, or whatever that looks like to you, right? The sandwich effect, good, bad, good. And you can say that to the universe. When this happens, that perspective shift, when this happens, when someone tells me that they really enjoy my laugh, I really like that. I want more of that, universe. I'm feeling triggered when that happens. So I need a little bit more insight as to why I'm feeling triggered. There's the bad. There's the exploratory. There's that shadow self that comes through. But universe, I really want people to continue telling me that they enjoy my laugh. And so you're leading the way with good, 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 while weeding out and releasing some of that shadowy aspect that comes forward. Right? Under this new moon, really think about where you want to adventure, where you want to be led, where you want to lead in 2022. Start to set the stage in December. What does that look like? If you can set the stage now, you're setting yourself up for success later on. Knowing that success isn't that end goal. It isn't that big picture, that $5,000 you want to be making a month. You need to be energetically aligned with that $5,000 a month. So I'm going to use an example because I am my best muse, right? I knew going into 2021 that I wanted to get healthier. That wasn't losing weight. That wasn't, you know, any huge specific goals. I just knew I wanted to get healthier for 2021. And so I looked at the patterns in which I held on to in previous life. Old keys aren't going to fit new doors. Pardon me. So what I noticed is that my husband and I ate out quite a lot. So that A was already not a very healthy option for us. And B, it wasn't a healthy option for our bank account either. So my goal for 2021 to get healthier was to begin to work, to cook more at home, knowing there was going to be weeks, months, where we fell back into old patterns, right? So each month we would start anew and set that intention again. This month we're going to eat more at home. We're going to enjoy more home-cooked meals. That didn't mean that we were, you know, creating these huge elaborate crock pot meals or anything like that. This literally meant that whether it was processed pizza, whether it was an already pre-made, something pre-made, or we were making something from scratch and creating something from it, that we were just eating at home. That was it. We're just eating at home. There's no limitations there. Now, fast forward a year later, what has happened is that we have created that habit of eating more at home. And over time, as we got more comfortable with just the simple process of eating more at home, we have been able to introduce more healthy options. But without that stepping stone, without that step into, I just want to eat at home. That's what we want, right? It doesn't matter if it's processed food. It doesn't matter if it's homemade. It doesn't matter if it's grown in our garden or whatever. This is what we want. Right? That is the goal. It doesn't matter how I achieve it. That's the goal. Now we are seeing, okay, we have more time in our schedule because we've already allotted time to cook at home. So now we can allot more time to the things that, again, really filled us up. I really started to enjoy cooking more. So I'm going to take the time to cook more at home. I also found cool tips and tricks along the way to introduce more or unprocessed food, more fruits, vegetables, whole grains, you know, meats that I get to prepare and create a really nice meal for myself and my husband. Going into 2022, I'm now taking that a step further. And I'm really focusing on my body, right? And again, it's not, I want to be 100 pounds lighter. I want to be 50 pounds lighter. I want to be 20 pounds lighter. The goal is I don't want to feel this pain in my back anymore. I know that when I walk an hour a day, I feel really good. So I want to introduce more of that into my day. I know that in order to do this, I'm going to have to spend a little bit of money aligning my body. And so I'm committing to an osteopathic appointment every week or every other week in order to really help my body align on top of the things that I was already enjoying in my life that helped my spiritual body emerge and come into being. The feedback that I'm hearing from my osteopath, from the people that I circle with, from my clients, all these things, or the guests that sit here with me, is how well of a listener I am. And so I want more of that. I want more of being able to listen to the guests that I'm sitting with. I want to be able more of listening and tuning into my body in order to hear what it needs today in order to help me manifest the things that I would like along the way. Again, it's not a tangible goal of I want to be 50 pounds lighter. I want to be 100 pounds lighter. The tangible goal is I don't want to feel this pain that sits in my body when I actually sit with my body and I see that. And so that's what the Sagittarius new moon eclipse is asking you to do old keys aren't going to fit new doors. So completely restricting yourself, completely moving into this place of I'm either doing it or I'm not, all or nothing thinking isn't going to work here. What is going to work is seeing your unfolding, is seeing that manifestation come into being by shifting your perspective and allowing your energetic body to catch up to where that bigger picture is coming into your life. It's sitting with those shadows and being like, wow, this is extremely uncomfortable for me. When that dream came through and someone came through and hugged me, this is extremely uncomfortable for me. This feels silly. This doesn't feel natural to me, but I want it to feel natural to me. So I want more of that in my life. I want more trust. I want more trust in myself, because when I trust myself, doubt has no room. I know that things aren't going to immediately shift over at night, but it doesn't mean that it can't happen. It just means that I'm going to trust the process of the unfolding. I'm going to enjoy where I am right now so that I can really enjoy where I want to be in the future. So many of you have been telling me that spirit is really speaking to you through your dreams, through song, through media. Ask for more of that, right? Ask for more clarity. Ask for more validation and trusting that it's showing up in your life. And that's really what this new moon solar eclipse is asking you to see. Don't worry about the things that are releasing. Don't worry about the things that kind of might pop up here and there to say, you know, hey, remember me? Yes, I remember you. And I remember the lack that I held on to while I was with you, or the lack that I held on to while I was in this experience. And if you want to stay, you're going to have to meet my energy. And if not, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with you. But I'm not going to lower my vibration in order to fit a new key into an old door. So you might notice over December, because it is a month of nostalgia, that, you know, past experiences, past memories, and past people come into your life. I seen this really good, this really great meme today that said, this person, this situation isn't constantly on your mind because it brought you joy. This person, the situation is constantly on your mind because it wasn't consistent and it was confusing. Release anything that isn't consistent and is confusing in your life, in order to welcome the abundance that 2022, that December, has in store for you at this time. Knowing that it doesn't have to look, your manifestation doesn't have to look a certain way, right? How you get there, it doesn't matter. What matters is if you're enjoying the process of the unfolding. So let me know how that resonates. Knowing that new moons are a time for deep reflection and are a time of deep rest and replenishment of the soul, of the body, in order to get really clear on what that next step looks like for you. And if you have any questions, you know, this is a talk. You can chime in. And if it's just sitting, if you're just allowing it to sit and resonate with yourself, that's okay too. I'm going to take a drink. So spirit is saying to me right now, compassion is key here. And I think this, if you take nothing away from this chat, think to yourself, am I showing myself compassion in this situation? And if not, how do I switch my perspective to compassion? So the four instances, every time my husband and I went back to a week of more eating out than cooking at home, we didn't go, wow, we really wasted a lot of money. We went, wow, we're really grateful that we had the money in order to order in so that we could do the things that we were enjoying. But now we want to get back into cooking more at home. So showing yourself compassion, showing these situations compassion. Okay. So Shelley says, it really resonates with me. Thank you. And Tashana, I don't do pendulum work. And if you believe you're going to have a healthy pregnancy, then I believe you're going to have a healthy pregnancy. Again, we're talking about shifting that perspective, right? So if you're constantly thinking that something's going to go wrong, then something might go wrong. But also listening to that, your gut instinct, right? If this is your first pregnancy and you need to be calling the doctor or the midwife constantly, then call the doctor and call the midwife constantly so that your mind is at ease, so that baby's mind is at ease, so baby's body is at ease. I don't like predicting health, death, because that's faded energy. Right? What's going to happen is going to happen. We can't get in the way of that. But it's believing that we're going to have the best possible outcome that really matters. So I'm going to offer a few people a mini tarot card reading. So if you're here and you would like a reading with regards to where you could be shifting your perspective, let me know, and I will offer a few people a reading. And then if you don't get a reading, pick A, B, or C. I have three cards laid out in front of me so that everyone who tunes into this reading can get some insight, can get some clarity along their journey. Also, listen to the readings that are coming forward for the people who ask here, because although it might not be you asking, you might gain some clarity. You might gain some validation from listening to someone else's reading. Okay. So Shelley has said, I would like to know where I can shift my perspective. Okay. Let's see. We have the death card here. Immediately, Spirit told me rebirth. So what Spirit really wants you to see is see where you've already created new habits, new cycles, new patterns in your life over the last year or the last 2 years. Because I do really feel like this perspective for you, Shelley, is that like, but I'm still not there yet, right? But what have you done along your journey that has supported you in order to get you where you are right now, right? And allow that to be this jumping off point. Allow that knowledge, that understanding to be this rebirth into really seeing where this manifestation is coming from or wanting to go. And I am seeing this around health more specifically, okay? So if you are, if you do have an ailment, a disease, or, you know, something, where, or even if you're just wanting to live a more healthier life, is what Spirit is saying to me. Notice what you've done in order to help you survive, because regardless, if that has gotten you where you want to be or not, you're still taking care of yourself. Where the perspective is now is going deeper into that care and allowing that to open you up to this rebirth, right? What they're also telling me is, besides enjoy that unfolding that's happening, enjoy the hard work, right? Enjoy the commitment that you are giving to yourself in order to allow this manifestation to come forward for you. I'm going to pull an Star Codes Astral Oracle for you. Thank you. Now I'm getting really dizzy. And so this, when I get really dizzy, it does tell me that the person might suffer from some sort of mental health, anxiety, depression, more specifically. So again, don't worry about if these coping mechanisms are coping mechanisms or survival mechanisms, okay? See what feels good, see what feels bad within that, and shift that perspective there. So you and then we have Sagittarius, which is expand. So you might notice that something that's a coping mechanism might actually leave you feeling so much worse than stepping into the discomfort of a more healthy coping mechanism. That leaves you feeling energetically aligned at the end of it. So what I'm seeing is this, what I'm seeing is that, like, we all have addictions, okay? Be it people pleasing, food, alcohol, drugs, whatever that might look like. It's easy for us to go into that coping mechanism because it's something we've always done. Where at the end of the day, it's actually making us feel more anxious. It's making us feel more depressed. It's making our energy feel less. Where when we step out of that, it's hard, right? Our brain goes, but remember comfort, but remember comfort. And going, yes, comfort. However, I sleep better at night when I don't do that. Because my brain isn't going a mile a minute of what I shouldn't have or what I should have done. I did it. So I can feel a sense of accomplishment within myself. I can see a commitment to myself. And again, showing yourself compassion. If you do fall back into an old way, okay, I needed that today. Today it was too hard for me to go full force at this. And so shifting and coming back into perspective, expand into what feels good, release what leaves you feeling energetically like death. Okay. And Janet, thank you. They want both of these for you. So we have Justice. And we have the Four of Swords reversed. So Janet, I do feel like this is actually validation for you along your path, that you are seeing the commitment to yourself. You are seeing this balance within what feels good, what doesn't energetically feel good. What I'm hearing with this Four of Swords is that it's, you aren't paying much mind to that negative aspect, which might actually start leave you questioning, am I on the right path? Am I doing the right thing? Am I where I need to be, right? Because you're not seeing that negative anymore. You're not in that negative state of being anymore. But also when you're in it, you're noticing it and you're going, oof, nope, don't want this. So I'm going to switch back my perspective. So know that, yes, you're right in that like great manifestation stream. If you haven't seen your manifestations coming to you, know it's because you are still in that place where you're energetically aligning to them in order to fully welcome them into your being. So what I hear from spirit is what I was saying earlier is really allow and find that joy in this unfolding process. Now, if this is as well a legal process that you're going through, because we do have two swords that came out here, one specifically for justice, legal can be contracts legitimately like in court or mediation for anything. Again, don't pay mind to worrying if this is going to work out or not. Allow that to come to fruition for yourself, knowing that you got the best lawyer, knowing that you got the best mediator, knowing that like you're really looking over this contract, you yourself, to make sure that you're getting everything you want. And anything you don't get, it's because it's not energetically aligned and it's time to release. I'm also hearing for you, Janet, it's time to declutter. So if you've been looking around your house, if you've been looking around your surroundings and being like, I don't want any of this. This doesn't feel aligned with me anymore. Marie Kondo your house and starting like, does this feel joy? If not, let it go, right? And pay mind to the sentimental aspect of it and then release and then let it go. Okay. Thank you. Shelly, you are very welcome. I'm very glad that that reading resonated for you. Know that your angels and spirit guides see you, right? And they see how much of a commitment you are making to yourself in order to recommit to yourself every time that you notice this energy surfacing for you. So you're very welcome. Okay, and I have time for one more person, and then we will do the pick a card, A, B, or C. So if you are here and you would like a reading, let me know, and then we will go on to the pick a card, A, B, or C. Ooh, all right. So one card flipped out. We have the Seven of Wands. The Seven of Wands, the Sevens talk about divine intervention, okay? And so the Seven of Wands talks about how you're battling. If you look at this, you're battling all these projects that are kind of coming to the forefront. Focus your attention on what energetically feels most aligned to you so that you're not feeling like you're playing this tug of war between I have this to-do list, right? Narrow it all down. What needs to get done today? Two or three things that are going to make me feel good, that are going to make me feel like I'm actually setting myself up for success down the road. Instead of, again, playing tug of war between I need to get this done, having a list 20 feet long, and you're like, I feel completely depleted. Angels and spirit guides are saying, move into one or two things. Allow that to be your task. If you have more energy, sure, you can tackle something else. But if not, be satisfied with what you did, knowing that you're creating the road for success down the line. And Kriti, yes. You can. All right. Hmm. Perfect. We have a few, but I'm going to go with the one that popped out first. And you have the Trump card, which is also the Ten of Swords, that says everything is fine. So when this comes out, the perspective shift for you is really examining where are you saying to yourself, this is fine, where it's not fine. Where it's a sword, so where you need to speak your truth, knowing that someone can take your truth or not, but at least you spoke it, and now you know where that experience lays. Again, going back to that dream that I had, right? Am I going to continue being vulnerable with people who I don't trust my vulnerability to while neglecting the experiences, people, things that do want and hold my vulnerability in a place that makes me feel safe, that allows me to feel trusted? Switching that perspective for yourself, showing yourself, okay, this isn't the place for me, and that's okay. And that doesn't make this person a bad person. This doesn't make this experience a bad experience, but it just says that this isn't for me. Allow that door to close and lock, take your new key, and continue finding these experiences that do hold you, that do allow you to truly feel fine. Okay? Perfect. All right. So for those of you who haven't, I did post this on my Facebook and on my Instagram. So there were a lot of people who picked B. Critty, you are very welcome. And not a lot of A and not a lot of C, which I find super interesting. So B, this middle card, really seems to be calling to a lot of people. So of course, we're going to go in order though, A, B, C, and we'll see what comes up. If you are here, make sure that you're listening. If you're following me on The Witches Inn, either on Facebook or Instagram, make sure that you've liked and subscribed to my page. I do have openings for Reiki. I do have openings for tarot for this month as well. If you're wanting to give the gift of clarity to someone, if you're wanting to give the gift of relaxation, of a chance to really clear some of that energetic junk out of our bodies, our soul bodies, I do have packages for both tarot and Reiki. We do that distance. Or if you're in the Hamilton, Niagara region, I do have studio hours on Sunday that we can get together and really do some work. But distance is just as good as in person. So I see Critty has said that they have picked A and Shelly has picked B. I personally picked C. And let's see what we have here. So A, boundaries. Where do you need to establish better boundaries? So this is a good one, right? This goes back to that validation. This goes back to where do you feel energetically good when you're giving and getting energy? What feels good? Allow that to show you where you need to establish better boundaries in your life. And it doesn't need to be a big song and dance. It can literally just be no. It can be, thank you so much for being here. I'm glad you checked in on me, right? If those people, places, things pop up into your life, I'm good, right? That's a boundary. We don't need to give our energy. Empaths, this one is for you. I work with a lot of empaths that say, I can't walk into a room. I can't be on social media. I can't, because I feel too much of everyone's energy. Well, it's time to start creating a boundary for yourself, saying, I am not responsible for manipulating the energy in this room. What I am responsible for is how I respond to this energy in this room. So if I don't like the energy in this room, I'm going to leave, right? Or I'm just going to simply be here knowing that someone who's angry, someone who's upset, someone who's loud, someone da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, it's not my business. It's not my job to fix anyone. My job is to make sure that I'm upholding my boundaries. All right, B, the Great Gathering. It's all coming together. Intuitive hits, Soul Tribe, and immediately Spirit wants me to talk about intuition. What that looks and feels like to you. So many times when we are trying to connect to intuition or spirit or source or God or creator, however you see that, we see this as an outside source, but it's not. It's actually a great gathering of all your experiences, head, heart, and body working together. Right? So if all of a sudden you feel like I need to go to the grocery store, I don't know why I need to go to the grocery store, but I need to go to the grocery store and I have time right now. So I'm going to get on the bus. I'm going to walk there. I'm going to drive there and I'm going to go to the grocery store. I'm going to allow that experience to unfold. Maybe you don't find anything there, but what you're doing is you're learning to trust your intuition. You're learning to allow this great gathering to happen in your mind, body, soul. You're connecting all three and allowing source to move through you instead of seeking source from outside you, right? You are source. You are creator. You are infinite, just like the cosmos. You're made up of stardust. It's in your body. It's in your bones. It's in your blood. So start listening to those intuitive hits. And we can even go back to boundaries here. Ooh, I don't like this, right? We think that that's mind, right? It is mind, but it's also an intuitive hit from our body coming up. And is this, I don't like this because it makes me feel uncomfortable and I'm trying to fit a new key into a new door and I'm feeling a little bit overwhelmed. And so I know that I'm going to have to say, I trust myself. I trust this intuition. I'm going to go forward. Or is this a big eck? I don't like this at all. I'm trying to fit a new key into an old door and it's not working. And I'm wondering why it's not working. And I'm pushing, right? Allow that gathering to happen in your body and follow that intuitive hit. Knowing you can shift your perspective, you can shift your direction at any time. Be a hypocrite in your own life. Prove yourself wrong over and over and over again. Why? Because that's how you get to know yourself. That's how you get to really adjust and be like, okay, yep, I said that. But as I hear myself saying that, I'm not actually what I believe. So I guess I'm a little bit of a hypocrite there. And I'm going to adjust my intuition, right? That intuitive knowledge, that great gathering that's happening in my body. And I'm moving forward. What you'll then see is that your surroundings, the people in your surroundings, will start to match the vibration in which you are bringing, in which you are stepping up to. And those that are falling away, don't step back into it. Say, thank you so much for being here along my journey. I'm ready to go forward now. Okay. And our last card was actually two cards. So I'm Rama. Where are you being called to journey? Amazing card for the Sagittarius solar eclipse. As well as play. Wow, where are my Sagittarius babies? This is definitely for you. Have fun, celebrate, don't be too serious. So while you're trying to manifest, do you believe that manifestation requires a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication? And that dedication needs to be hard work? Or can you enjoy the process? Can you find the fun of committing to yourself? Of being like, I am the most important person in my world because without me, I don't exist. Literally, I think, therefore I am, right? And so finding that fun, finding that like, where am I being called to journey? Again, going back to this intuitive hit, going back to, you know, following those boundaries, right? It might be fun to really explore who you are and what you bring to the world and how others see you so that you can really see and appreciate and find that joy of who you are. It is not arrogant to like yourself. It's not arrogant to love yourself. It's not arrogant to know that you are a good person and that you create good things in the world, but you're also a human and sometimes you make mistakes and, you know, it's all okay. be who you are, be who you're being called to be, right? Listen to your soul's calling and find the joy, find the play within that. Knowing that this age of Aquarius, this age of the internet, this age of, you know, limited, unlimited, infinite possibilities is there for you to just boom, grab. I want it. I got it. Making sure that you're matching the energy of that manifestation that you want that's going down the way. And how you do that, you enjoy the journey of the unfolding. I also love this card. It speaks, Spirit just said to me, if you don't want to go to a family gathering, don't go to a family gathering. If that's not going to bring you joy, don't do it. If that's not going to bring you a sense of play, don't do it. Where are you being called to journey to? If you're being called to journey more intuitively into yourself, honor that. If people are going to talk, let them talk. They're already talking. They're already talking. And frankly, it's none of your business. Why? Because when you make it your business, you shift out of joy, you shift out of play, and you go back into people pleasing, you go back into worrying, you go back into all these stories that you begin to tell yourself. No, tell the story you want to tell and follow it and go towards it and allow it to be an adventure of a lifetime. 2022 is bringing us so, so much, but you have to believe it. You have to believe it. If you don't truly, honestly believe it, it's not going to happen, right? Whether you do or you don't, you're right, right? Whether you believe you can or you can't, you're right. So start believing you can, knowing that I don't need to be at the end goal. I don't need to be where that unfolding has unfolded. What I need to do is enjoy the process of how that unfolds, right? And watch how all of a sudden things start to gain steam and you roll into what you want. When you start to see negative thoughts come up, when you start to see that like lack mentality seep in and come in, going, nope, that's not actually something I want. Thank you for showing me where I used to be so that I can actually see where I am now. All right. Kira, you are very, very, very welcome. I'm glad that those who have joined me either on the live or on the replay, if this resonated, please let me know. Let me know in the comment section. If this resonated and you think that it might resonate with other people, share it out. It would honestly mean so much to me. This is my focus. This is my focus now. I know that the universe is going to provide for me while I do what I love. And what I love is speaking my truth. What I love is connecting with you on a soul level. What I love is the accessibility that the internet gives to the majority of people, knowing that there's room to grow, room to expand, room to step into. And I'm loving and I'm enjoying this process. So, if you are here joining me live or regardless on this replay, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for being here. It honestly means the world to me. So I'm going to sign off. You can find all my links to buy me a tea and say thank you, book a personal one-on-one reading with me, Reiki session with me, like and subscribe to my channel, my Facebook, all that fun jazz. I'm Karina. This is The Witches Inn. Have